Hi, and welcome to another edition of Right on Rangers Live, coming at you in the bottom of the ninth inning of the final game of our series with the Brewers. It's going to be a good one. Brewers just got a base runner on with one out. Kirby Yates is on. We are going to bring you the final outs of this one. Tie game, 5-5. Kirby Yates just attempted a pickoff, got the Brewers runner Terang square in the back. We're going to bring you guys all the key moments, the scoring, the highlights. We'll go through the box score, all that good stuff in just a second. Again, finishing out this game with you live, game number 80 for the Rangers. It's a 5-5 game in the bottom of the ninth with the Brewers up to bat, one runner on and one out. We'll keep you posted on things. Of course, y'all hear it right on Rangers Live. We cover everything sports, but we put a big emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Rangers, and especially the Rangers during baseball season. Whether you're joining us live or on the replay, thank you so much for tuning in. A lot of content options out there for you when it comes to Rangers baseball. Thank you for choosing Right on Rangers. We appreciate the support. So right now we have got Contreras, the catcher, up to bat right now for the Brewers. One down, Terang on first base. Pitch out attempt. Terang, a threat to steal. He does have some speed, so they're going to keep their eye on him. Again, one down here. Kind of a tough ball. I don't really know. I'd have to see another replay. Looked like a play Josh Smith probably could have made at shortstop. Not sure if he lost track of it for a second or what. Kirby Yates just attempted another pickoff, threw the ball away. Terang now cruising to third base. Just an ugly, ugly situation there for the Rangers. I can't even believe my eyes. Not only did Kirby Yates one time terrible throw over to first base, a second terrible throw over on a pickoff. You just can't make this up. So right now we've got one out and a runner on third base. Really, really unfortunate. We're going to ride it out with y'all. Kirby Yates totally did that to himself, though. Two just terrible pickoff attempts. That's really all you can chalk it up to. And now there's a lot of ways the Brewers can score this run. Looks like they're going to rule that a foul ball. It kind of looked like maybe it was an HBP, but I think it just nicked the bat. Kind of one of those weird situations where we get a little bit lucky. I think maybe it hit the knob or the handle. So we got a 1-1 count here. Brewers have a runner on third base thanks to the Kirby Yates throwing error on the pickoff. It's looking dicey, y'all. It's not looking good right now, but we are going to hang through it with y'all. And hopefully the Rangers can find a way out of this mess. The infield is drawn in right now. And Kirby Yates in a 1-1 count. Contreras up to the plate. Need a strikeout here. And there's a swing and a miss. It's 1-2 count right now. Hopefully Yates can get the K. And then we can bring that infield back to normal depth and get the third out. But need a swing and a miss or a pop-up on the infield. Shallow pop fly. Something here. Terang's got a lot of speed at third base. Swing and a miss. We got it. Kirby Yates gets the swing and a miss. That is a big out right there. Two outs. Two outs now in the bottom of the ninth inning. Tie game. Brewers have the game-winning run at third base. And we are going to hope that we can get Christian Yelich out somehow, some way. He has, looks like, three hits today. This is going to be a tough out. Looks like the Rangers are going to intentionally walk Yelich, who has three hits on the day today. I was literally just about to say I would be shocked if we didn't intentionally walk him. Adames, not a much better option, but he is 0 for 3 today with a strikeout. So Adames up to bat, righty on righty. Here we go. Ground ball, third base, foul. 0-1 count. Two outs. Rangers need an out to force it to extra innings. What's up, by the way, everybody watching live, whether you're on YouTube, Facebook, X, Instagram, we appreciate y'all tuning in live right now, hoping the Rangers can force extra innings. Adames, 0-1 count. Here comes the pitch from Yates. Looked like a strike. It wasn't where Jonah Heim wanted it, so it forced him to kind of reach outside, and umpire called it a ball. Strike zone had it catching corner, so it's a 1-1 count right now. 1-1 count right now, trying to finish out the bottom of the ninth, force extra innings here. Yates sets, long set, and here's the pitch. Looks like a ball on the inner half, so we've got a 2-1 count here. This umpire has had a really interesting zone really all day. The Rangers have benefited a little bit, But this has been a very interesting zone, to say the least. We're going to get into the grand slam by Bowers earlier. We're just going to try and get out of this inning first. Here's the pitch. Foul ball again. We got a 2-2 count with a base open. Yelich took second base, kind of defensive indifference. So there's runners on second and third, base open. Adames up to bat. Kirby Yates on the bump, trying to force it to the top of the 10th here. Let's go, Kirby Yates. Come on now, baby. Yates sets, and here's the pitch. Strike three. Let's go. Let's go. Kirby Yates, baby, strikes out Adames to force extra innings. Let's go. Oh, my gosh. Just blew the fastball right by him. Beautiful, beautiful pitch. Oh, that gets me pumped up. Let's go now. Rangers headed to extra innings. Man, what a game. The Rangers need this one. Look, there's 80 games, 81 games left. So let's not pretend like everything hinges on this one game, but this is a game the Rangers need, y'all. They need this one. Rangers should be winning this game by quite a bit. A lot of missed opportunities in this one. Right now, the Rangers, by the way, are going to have, looks like, Josh Smith. I got an interesting setup here, y'all. Josh Smith, Adolis, and Wyatt Langford up. So that's the plan. Josh Smith, Wyatt Langford, and Adolis up right now. Sorry about that. So we are going to see what happens in the top of the 10th. Rangers will get, I believe, Robbie Grossman out at second base. The old ghost runner rule in extra innings. Y'all know I'm not much of a fan of the ghost runner rule. I know that it moves the game along quicker. Just not a fan. I think it really inflates the stats. It puts just pitchers in a really awful spot. I don't like 23-inning games either, but I've just never been a fan. It's personal preference. I know what the intention is of the rule, but just never been a big fan of it. Would much rather see them do, and I know this is a really wonky idea for some people to grasp, but I'd much rather the game end after 11 innings in a tie like they do over in Japan and in Korea. What does it matter in the regular season? I'd much rather them do it that way. The base runner to start at second, just never been a fan of it. I don't think there's a great fix beyond just playing the traditional way. But at the same time, just not in love with the ghost runner rule. Yes, makes things a little bit interesting. But I think it gives a big advantage to the team that is visiting. An unfair advantage, in my opinion, because automatically you have them going up on you and you're working from behind in a lot of cases. Yes, sometimes you can get out of the inning unscathed to the bottom half, but I think it gives an unfair advantage to the visiting team, just my opinion. Josh Smith up to bat right now, though, y'all. Let me give you the play-by-play. Josh Smith up to bat right now. Strike one on a pitch that I think was pretty clearly ball one. Again, this zone has been something else today, guys, and you don't hear me say that all the time. So, look, take it with a grain of salt, but the zone has just not been good today in my mind. A lot of pitches that were strikes called balls. A lot of balls called strikes, both ways, honestly. Josh Smith down 0-2 on a swinging strike. Here's the set in the 0-2 pitch to Smith. Strike three, really, really bad at bat by Josh Smith. And you don't see that very much from him, but that was about as bad of an at bat as you could see from Josh Smith in that moment. Strike three on a swinging strike that was way outside the zone. Lefty-lefty matchup, so not ideal for Josh Smith, although he's hitting over 300 against lefties. So Dolly's up to bat right now. Here's the first pitch of that AB. Dolly gets a strike call. Really bad strike call again. Really bad strike call. Not strike, but the umpire gives the Brewers strike one on a pitch that was outside very clearly. So Dolly in an 0-1 hole here. Here's the set and the pitch. Ball one. High fastball. So Josh Smith, yeah, not having a great day. Seager out today. Kind of a rest day for him. And Josh Smith hitting three hole, not doing too well today. Here's the pitch coming from the Brewers reliever, Koenig. Dolly slow ground ball, and that'll be the second out. This is really, really not looking good, y'all. Not looking good, man. In the first at bat, you've got to move the runner over. You've just got to find a productive way, whether it's with an out to, you know, the outfield, whether it's a ground ball, you've got to find a way. Josh Smith, got to find a way to get that runner over. Wyatt Langford, it's up to you, buddy. Two outs, runner on second base here. Rangers unable to advance the runner. First pitch, high ball inside and tight. So Langford 1-0 right now. Need that base knock. Wyatt Langford on the day. Looks like is 1-for-3 with a run scored and a walk. So Wyatt's been on base a little bit today. Ball two. I think they're kind of trying to be a little careful with Wyatt here, if I had to guess. Wyatt, again, 1-for-3 with a walk. So been on base twice today. And the Brewers are going to go ahead and intentionally walk him. So they gave him two pitches. They wanted to see if he'd nibble a little bit. So they went ahead and intentionally walked Wyatt Langford. And they are now going to face Nate Lowe. Get that lefty-lefty matchup. Nate Lowe is 2-for-4 today. So can Nate come through? We shall see. But Nate Lowe has had a nice day. Had a home run today. Had another base knock. First pitch is a strike. Swing. Looked like a fastball. Maybe a sinker. See if Nasty Nate can come through here. I know that's Nate Eovaldi, but man, I'll tell you what, it would be nice to see Nate Lowe come through here in a big spot. So check swing, and I'd have to see a replay, but they're going to say Nate Lowe went there, so it's quickly 0-2 for Nate Lowe. Quickly 0-2. Wyatt Langford inside the park home run was pretty sweet. The grand slam, I think, was even sweeter, but I totally agree. Comment coming in on YouTube here. Nate Lowe takes a ball way outside. Really glad he laid off of that one. Probably a little further out than what Josh Smith's was, but this is a tough lefty. Koenig is the guy who's up right now for the Brewers, the lefty reliever. He's tough on the lefties, man. I can only imagine. Here's Nate Lowe, 1-2 count. And looks like ball two, very close call. A very close call. Nate Lowe easily could have been rung up on that. Looked very, very borderline. So we're going to see here. Nate Lowe, here's the set and the pitch. Nate Lowe strikes out swinging on a high cutter. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, y'all. This is not looking good. Not looking good. So we've got the looks like bottom, not quite bottom of the order. We'll say middle of the order coming up for the Brewers. Bowers, who has a grand slam on the day. Let's talk about that real quick. So Bauer's grand slam, if you didn't catch the game, haven't watched it, Bauer's grand slam that put the Brewers up 5-1 shouldn't have even happened. So Nate Eovaldi, who pitched, I think, really pretty great today, he struck out Willie Adames on a beautiful curveball that was a little bit up and inside, and the umpire did not give him the pitch. Nate, trying to be careful with the base open, walked Adames. And then the Bauer's grand slam happens. But absolutely, Nate Eovaldi should have had strike three on Willie Adames right before the Bauer's grand slam. And that's what I'm talking about today with the umpiring. It hasn't been good behind home plate. Again, you guys don't hear me complain about the umpiring every single day when I get on here. So please, trust when I say it hasn't been great today for either side. But the Bauer's grand slam never should have happened. Never should have happened. Adames was clearly struck out. It wasn't particularly close. It was not like, it could go either way. No, it was strike three. It was right there, high and tight, but a strike on a curveball that totally buckled Adames. It was a filthy curveball. And the umpire just sat there instead of easy ring up. And then we've got Adames coming up right afterwards. Bowers coming up right afterwards, hits the grand slam on the first pitch. So, look, Evo, if you take away the fact that he gave up the grand slam in a situation where he shouldn't have even been out there, Evo had a great game today, and I thought he really bounced back well, giving the Rangers a very, very strong 7 innings. The stat line isn't pretty. It's not. But Evo goes 7, 5 earned runs, 10 total base runners in 7 innings pitch. Not bad. 4 strikeouts. Just gave up the 2 home runs. Really unfortunate, but it is what it is. Evo, though, gives the Rangers some length today. Thought he really grinded out this start. Was a gritty performance. First pitch here, Jacob Latz in. Let's see if he can bounce back. First pitch, looks like a bunt here. And what do you know? We've got a foul bunt pop-up. Jonah Heim camps under it. And we've got the first out of the inning. That is huge for the Rangers. Brewers trying to play some small ball, and they pop up the bunt right to Jonah Heim. That is a huge first out for Jacob Latz. So we go ahead and we intentionally walk Rhys Hoskins here. So we've got runners on first and second, and we have one out, and Frelick is up to bat. Not an easy guy to get out. Sal Frelick is hitting, looks like, what is his average? 270 on the year. He's 3-for-4 today. First pitch here, slider, and we got another pop out. My goodness, another pop out. Lats camps under it. Oh, don't give me hope, Rangers. Do not give me hope here. We've got two outs and a runner on second base. We might just get out of this, y'all. I'm knocking on wood right now. It is not my fault. No jinxes here. But we have got two outs, runners on first and second here. And Monasterio is up to bat. Let's see what happens here. Jacob Lats. Looks like wild pitch here. Sorry, y'all. Wild pitch. And we have got Adames advancing to third base. Really doesn't matter a whole lot. But we got Adames advancing to third. So we've got a 1-0 count to Monasterio, pinch hitting for Joey Ortiz. Kind of a surprising move that Ortiz was pinch hit for. Ortiz, of course, with the game-winning RBI yesterday. Rhys Hoskins advances to second on defensive indifference, but we've got a called strike on a fastball pretty much right down the pipe. That fastball pretty much right down the pipe there. So let's see what happens here. 1-1 count for Jacob Lats. Runners on second and third. Oh, my goodness. And there it is, y'all. I thought we were going to get out of this one. But we've got a base hit into the gap. Would have been a sure double. And the Rangers are going to lose this one, unfortunately. Uh-oh. What a bummer loss, y'all. What a bummer loss. I can't even believe it. Hey, we've gone live and seen plenty of wins with y'all, but this is not one of them. So let's turn that off so we don't have to watch any celebrations happen. Oh, my gosh. That's ugly. Lats, really a center cut slider there. I can't imagine that's what they're trying to do, but Lats center cuts a slider. And really, if you look at everything that Lats threw today, pretty much everything was in the middle. He got the bunt pop out. He got Sal Frelick to pop up. That pitch was pretty much right down the pipe. And then in this Monasterio at bat, two pitches right down the middle. So is Lats overcorrecting there after kind of nibbling in that first game where he gave up the grand slam to Hoskins? I don't know. Possibly. But Lats was pretty much right down the middle of the plate every pitch today. Got away with it with the first guy trying to bunt. Sal Frelick pops up, maybe misses a slider, that center cut there. And we're not able to get out of it with Lats throwing two pretty much center cut pitches to Monasterio there. Really unfortunate. I kind of told y'all a couple games ago, what was it, on Monday, when Lats kind of melted down, I really wondered. And this is not the ideal spot for Lats to be pitching. Not my favorite move. I think that they were trying to get some lefty-lefty matchups because you had Frelick coming up. You had also Bowers up. So, look, you had some different things going on here, which makes me think, yeah, they were probably trying to match up here, but really not an ideal spot. Not an ideal spot for Lats to come into a game. Otherwise, his first appearance after getting absolutely rocked and just not looking good on Monday. So I'm not sure. I love the Lats move here, but I know they're trying to go lefty-lefty. If all was right without the lefty-lefty thing, I'd rather have seen Leclerc in this spot instead of Jacob Lats. But look, he was, what, two pitches away from getting out of the inning, and it's just hard. I think ultimately you got to blame the offense, though. The offense has to come through in the top of the 10th. You know, we can focus on Lats. It just sucks for him. He didn't have a good series against the Brewers. Gave up the grand slam on Monday. Gives up the game-winning hit here tonight. But let's lock in on who the real problem was today. The offense. And that's weird to say on a day where we score five runs. But the offense just did not take advantage of a lot of opportunities that they had. And we're going to go through all of them. We had big home run by Nate Lowe, big home run by Jonah Heim. But the offense did not tack on enough runs late. We scored five runs in the first four innings and didn't care to score another one in the fifth through 10th inning. So I blame the offense today. Eovaldi, I think, pitched fine. I'm not going to sit around and say that he pitched his best game ever. But if you consider the fact that he should have had strike three on Adames before the grand slam in the bottom of the third, should have had strike three and been out of the inning. I think Ivo pitched fine today. Pitched just fine today. So I'm not even going to sit here and blame Ivo. He pitched well enough for his team to get a win. And can we talk about the Derek Hill miscue on the Jackson Chourio inside the park home run? I miscalculated saying Ivo gave up two home runs. He really didn't give up two home runs. This is why we go through the box score. So there's two outs. Jackson Chourio is up to bat, and this is the bottom of the fourth inning. There's two outs. Chourio's up. Derek Hill, playing center field, inexplicably dives for a ball that bounces about a foot and a half, 2 feet in front of him, goes all the way to the wall. And if that happens, you're not going to catch Jackson Chourio. Derek Hill, I know that he got a hit tonight. Let's see, did he get more than that? One hit tonight. Derek Hill made Leody look great today. I don't want to see Derek Hill out in center field again. I'd much rather live and die with Leody at this point. Look, I know that CY is trying to light a fire under this team right now. A lot of demotions. We're going to talk about the Zeke Duran demotion. We're going to talk about all the moves the Rangers made today. I know CY is trying to light a fire, but Derek Hill ain't it out in center field. That was probably the game-losing play right there, if you really want to think about it. Yeah, Tommy, what's up, by the way, my friend? We can focus on Lats blowing the game. He shouldn't have been in that spot. The reason they had him in it was because the Brewers had a bunch of lefties coming up and we wanted to go lefty on lefty. I would have rather Brock Burke there, honestly, than Lats. Lats just got rocked by Milwaukee on Monday. Do we really want to throw him in high leverage again against Milwaukee when he just got rocked? And today, I think he overcorrected. Pretty much everything he threw was right over the plate. So yeah, I'm not going to nibble. I'm going to just go ahead and try and throw strikes here. That's not the spot to be throwing pitches right down the middle. You need a guy that can hit corners. And Lats clearly was not in the mood to hit corners today. He didn't want to walk guys. I get it. He walked a couple guys in his outing on Monday before the Grand Slam. So looks like a little bit of an overcorrection from Lats today. But I can't blame Lats. Derek Hill, that was awful in the fourth inning, giving up the Jackson Chourio inside the Parker. I mean, that ball, you weren't even close to getting. That was a foot and a half, 2 feet bounce in front. You're not even close, Derek Hill. What are you doing? With two outs, if Derek Hill just plays that straight up, you've got Jackson Chourio at first with two outs. And after Chourio, you've got Terang coming up, who, look, has a decent bat, but Terang is not exactly like an extra base hit threat. He's got five home runs on the year. I don't know. That, to me, was such a crucial play. Derek Hill, I'd much rather have Leody. Would much rather live and die with Leody Taveras out there in center field if you're going to give me the option of Hill or Taveras. My goodness. So I know CY is trying to light a fire, but I just don't even get the Derek Hill move out in center field. I don't know. Let me see. There was some tweet that I read today, basically like, Leody not very good against lefties this year. I'm going to check the splits right now on that, because last year Leody hit over 300 against lefty starters. So Leody's hitting 197 against lefties this year. All right. So look, it's not like they have great options, but I'd rather have Leody out there than Derek Hill. I mean, that's just not the replacement you're looking for there. I don't know. Look, Wyatt Langford, absolutely. Have him play center field. And you've got some other outfielders. Jankowski, obviously, you're not going to want to start against the lefty. But I would much rather see Jankowski late. I mean, I don't know. I just think the Rangers, they're trying to make some moves. They're trying to light a fire under guys. I don't think Derek Hill's the answer out in center field with the platoon. Platooning, Leody and Derek Hill, that's not my favorite. Either way, I'll take Leody hitting .197 against lefties. Just let Leody play. If your plan is platoon Derek Hill and Leody, no thanks. No thank you. So Derek Hill with probably the key error of the game, because if that home run doesn't happen, you could presume that Evo probably hands off a 5-4 Rangers lead to Robertson and Yates, who maybe hold the game and the Rangers get out of this one 5-4. The Rangers had some opportunities, though, and if we look at the scoring, which we're going to do here in a second, if we look at all of the key moments, the key opportunities that the Rangers had, so we had a couple of innings that I want to walk through with you. So we had Josh Smith up with, looks like, runners on, I believe it was, not Josh Smith. I'm going to scroll here quick and try and get this to y'all. Okay, let me go top six. Top six, you had a Jonah Heim walk, a Derek Hill single, runners on first and second with Wenzel up. And Wenzel did have two hits today. So, you know, look, not bad, but this was a huge moment. Wenzel strikes out with runners on first and second, nobody out. Semien flies out, and then Robbie Grossman grounds out. So you had runners on first and second, nobody out. Earlier in the game, I believe it was in the first inning, the Rangers loaded the bases. Was it the second inning? I think it was the second inning. The Rangers loaded the bases with nobody out and got nothing out of it. So multiple opportunities in the second and the sixth. Runners on first and second, no out, and bases loaded, no outs, where you don't tack on. The sixth inning would have been the perfect opportunity. You got runners on first and second, nobody out, trying to tack on late. At that point, it was a 5-5 ball game, and you can't manufacture a single run with runners on first and second and no outs. It's a problem for the Rangers this year. They just cannot tack on late. So look, blame Lats all you want. Evo giving up the grand slam. The offense has got to tack on more. They have to. We can't sit around and just say, yeah, they scored five runs. Come on. The pitching staff has to hold them. No. If you watch this whole game, this was not the pitching. It was just not the pitching today. Evo's grand slam should have never happened if the umpire could correctly call balls and strikes. I don't blame Evo today for the loss. I don't blame Jacob Lats for the loss. You're coming in a tough spot where the Rangers should have at least put up one run in the top of the 10th inning. So you're bringing in Lats in a really, really difficult environment. Runner on second base, nobody out. And he dang near got out of it. He was that close to getting out of it. So I don't fault Lats either. The offense has to tack on more runs. That's the only place you need to be putting blame today. The offense has to tack on more runs and take advantage of prime opportunities. So you had runners on first and second, nobody out in the sixth, and you had bases loaded, nobody out in the second, and you got zero runs out of it. That's not going to work against the first place team. It's just not. Because the first place team, the Brewers, is just going to hang around and then play like the first place team that they've been all season eventually. The top of the 10th was especially poor. Just especially poor in the top of that 10th inning. Rangers had some good hitters coming up. You had Smith up. You had Doley up. You had Wyatt Langford up. Nate Lowe had a nice day at the plate. And you got nothing. That's huge. I blame the offense today. I'm not trying to sit around and blame pitchers today. I'm just not. Rangers have fallen off this year. I'm going to get to comments. Thanks, y'all. Rant over. I'm sure I'll get on another one before all is said and done. Rangers have fallen off a little bit this year. There's 81 games left. So I'm not hitting the panic button quite yet. Rangers do fall six games under 500. I will say, and I've said it all year, they dropped to 10 games. I'm not feeling good, y'all. If they drop to 10 games under 500 at any point, I am going to start slightly quietly shifting towards next year. You cannot drop 10 games under 500 at this point with the type of teams that the Rangers have in division and in the AL and expect to still get a wild card spot. So the AL Central probably at this point is going to get in a wild card spot, either the Royals or the Guardians. Sorry, Indians, Guardians, still making that transition. My bad. You've got in the AL East a lot of good teams. And in the AL West, you've got Mariners and Astros. The Rangers are going to be hard-pressed to make the playoffs, dropping 10 games below 500. Right now, they're at six. But the Rangers have absolutely fallen off this year. It's a big reason why finally you saw some kind of major moves made by the front office. We're going to talk about those after the comments here. The comments might actually segue us into it pretty nicely. This comment says, is it worth it to look at potentially bringing some players up from the minors, considering they haven't exactly been on their best baseball this season? I think the Rangers are kind of toying with that right now. So you brought up Derek Hill. Sam Huff is still up with the club. Wenzel is up with the club. I think Ornelas is still down in the minors. I've been a big fan and a big advocate for the Rangers bringing up Andrew Knapp. He is hitting about 300 in AAA right now, a veteran catcher. I think that the Rangers have brought up some minor league players. Now, here's the thing, and I'm going to try and look this up on the fly, so y'all got to bear with me. I really don't know who you're calling up. Like, that's the problem. I don't think there's anybody really standing out in AAA right now that really deserves a call-up. You're going to have Josh Young coming back here in a little bit. You're going to have Evan Carter coming back. We talked about Foscue. Foscue's hitting below the Mendoza line right now in AAA. I think he's hitting a buck 90. So there's just not a lot of obvious guys to call up at this point. Now, on the pitching side of things, I'm not so sure. But look, Derek Hill was the best option, hitting 350. However you say it, my bad, guys. I'm not totally up with all the minor league player pronunciations. So Fabian hitting 300 and 247 at-bats, maybe that's a guy you call up. But I think at this point, the Rangers need to explore the trade market if they're going to do anything. But like I said, with the third wild card spot, I said this a couple of lives ago, it's so convoluted with teams that are in, teams that are out. There's not a lot of teams that are definite buyers, definite sellers right now. So I don't even know if there's a lot of teams that are willing to make deals right now. Like the Mets, for example. They were almost 10 games under 500, but then they went on a 7-game winning streak, and they continue to play great baseball. So a lot of the Mets players that people were eyeing, I don't even think are on the block anymore. I do think if the Rangers want to get better, they are going to have to go get a right-handed bat outside the organization at this point. I think they got to go that route. I don't think that they can count on Josh Young and Evan Carter to come back and fix all the problems. Rangers offense, Gio, what's up, by the way? Rangers offense can't get to 7 runs again. Don't deserve to make the playoffs. Look, I try to hold off on making those kinds of statements until it's mathematically becoming really, really difficult. And right now, it's not impossible. The Rangers, at worst, would be 5.5 games out, 6 games out of a playoff spot with half the season left. That's not impossible, guys. Now, look, the way they're playing right now, you're right. They don't deserve to make the playoffs the way that they're playing right now. The good news is they've got 81 games left, and they're only 6 games out of a playoff spot. That's not insurmountable. Again, my point of no return for the Rangers, at this point, if you drop to 10 games below 500, I think it's going to be really, really difficult to make the playoffs. I just really feel like that's kind of the PNR. Right now, they're at 6 games below 500, getting swept by the Brewers in Milwaukee. So the jury's still out for me. I am not hanging up my hat or giving up on the season yet, but I really feel like the Rangers are going to need to start playing well here pretty quickly. This was an ugly series in Milwaukee. Look, can I say this without disrespecting the Brewers? Did anybody really feel like the Brewers were just like a total level above us? I just feel like the Brewers could have been beaten. We could have swept the Brewers this series. These were all close ball games, and the Rangers really didn't play that great this series and were in virtually every ball game. I don't know. I know the 6-3 Monday night game, but the Rangers were winning 3-1 going into the 6th inning in that one. Like, I really don't feel like the Brewers are just that head and shoulders above the Rangers right now. Look, the execution, the clutch hitting late, absolutely. But we didn't get it handed to us in any game this series against the Brewers, who are a first-place team. So what my point is, the Rangers have potential. They're just not taking advantage of opportunities right now. Playoff teams do. And so in that regard, the Rangers don't deserve to make the playoffs with how they're playing right now. Good news, they've got 81 games to make it happen. Let me keep going through comments here as I can, and then we're going to get back to the game itself, wrap it up, and then start previewing the matchup for tomorrow. Yeah, that magic number in the seventh inning, I think the Rangers actually today won, actually tied the seventh inning. Whenever they can do that, usually good things happen. Daniel, appreciate the sub. Thank you so much. Maybe the Dodgers make another trade. Maybe they do. So we'll see. I'm going to be interested to see how the trade market and trade block and deadline and all that shapes up. But I think a lot of teams are kind of in hold mode, standby mode right now with the trades. Because with the addition of that third wild card spot, there's a lot of teams that are still in it. The Rangers included. They're what, 5.5, 6 games out of a playoff spot? You're not selling off everything, even 6 games out, because you've got 81 left. So right now, I don't know if the Rangers are going to have or be able to find a good trade partner with so much of the season left. What's up, Griff? What's up, Frankie? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate y'all. And let me get back to box score now that we've gone through some comments here. So Simi 0-for-5, not good. And man, I was defending Marcus Semien this morning in some Facebook groups and in some other social media apps because I was kind of leading the charge on Rangers fans getting behind Semien, getting him ahead of Altuve in the All-Star voting. Marcus Semien, the guy that leads all AL second basemen in RBI. And Tommy, I'm glad you brought this up, my friend. I don't know how you can sit there and say Semien doesn't deserve any All-Star consideration. The guy leads all second basemen in the AL and RBI. I mean, look, I get it. It's frustrating, but let's not play or kid ourselves. Marcus Semien leads all American League second basemen and runs batted in. Can we stop saying that he doesn't deserve any All-Star consideration at all? That's just nonsensical at this point. You've got a guy that leads the league at his position in RBI, and you're saying he doesn't deserve an All-Star nod appearance. That just makes little to no sense to me. I get it. We're frustrated. Semien didn't have a good game today, but I'm not going to sit around and say that a guy leading his position in the American League in RBI doesn't deserve to go to the All-Star game. Come on now. Come on now. And the guys who are saying Josh Smith deserves to go, if you're going to, you know, blow the Josh Smith horn, blow the Marcus Semien horn, because you have a guy leading his position in RBI in the American League. Dude like that deserves to go to the All-Star game. Now, let me go ahead and be a little hard on him. He's got to be better than what he is right now. He's getting paid too much money, and he's too valuable a Ranger to be going 0-for-5. Simi's hitting .244. The OBP is .307. You can't have a leadoff hitter with a .307 OBP. It's just not going to work. You have got to be getting at least a .350 OBP from your leadoff hitter. Minimum. So I will be hard on Marcus Semien in that regard. I'm not going to sit around and say he doesn't deserve to go to the All-Star game. He leads all American League second baseman in RBI. But Marcus Semien needs to be better. He's got a .305 on-base percentage as a leadoff hitter. That's not going to win you a lot of baseball games when your leadoff hitter is .305 OBP. So I will say that. 100% I will say that. Now, let's keep going through. Grossman comes through with a big RBI single. He did his job today, 1-for-4 with an RBI. Leody pinch hits late, goes 0-for-1. Josh Smith, terrible game from him today. One of the rare times, we're going to probably say that here right on Rangers, but Josh Smith was awful today, 0-for-5 with 4 Ks, hitting in the 3 spot. You are, like I just said with Marcus Semien, you're not going to win a lot of ball games when your 3-hole hitter is 0-for-5 with 4 Ks. So Josh Smith, off day today for him. Dolly, 1-for-5. He had a couple of hits today that probably should have been base knocks. So I think if we went back and looked at Dolly's at-bats, he's not hitting little weak ground balls. He had some nice line drives. Didn't show up in the box score. I think Dolly is coming around a little bit. I don't want to jinx it, but I've liked what I've seen from Dolly more in the past 5-6 games than any other stretch this season. I hope Dolly can continue to come around and have a nice series in Baltimore. Langford was on base 3 times today. I think Langford has to continue to be the 5-hole hitter at this point until Josh Young comes back. I think Langford in 5 spot works great. Langford 1-for-3 with 2 walks. Nate Lowe had a nice game today, 3 RBI. He had a home run, had another single. He had a really nice game. It's unfortunate that he can't come through in the clutch moment late where we needed him in the 10th, but I don't want to mar a pretty solid game from Nate Lowe. 2 strikeouts today, but big home run, 3 RBI, 2 for 5 on the day. Hard to get on Nate Lowe. Nate Lowe in the top of the 6th inning, I believe it was, top of the 6th. He did not, actually, I thought he hit in that inning. Nate Lowe was not really responsible. Either time the Rangers did not come through, which was top of the 2nd, bases loaded, nobody out, no run scored. And top of the 6th, 1st and 2nd, nobody out, no run scored. So I'm not going to get on Nate Lowe today. He actually had a really nice game. Jonah Heim, 2 for 3 with the walk. Jonah Heim, another guy that really was not responsible in the 2nd or in the 6th inning. The Rangers not coming through. In the 10th inning, in the top of the 10th inning, Jonah Heim didn't get an at-bat, so can't blame him. Jonah Heim's not to blame today. He had a great game. Again, Derek Hill, 1 for 4, but don't like Derek Hill in center. Really don't want to see Derek Hill get time over Leody. I know that Chris Young is trying to fire up the team, light a fire under everybody's butts and get them going, but Derek Hill ain't the answer. Come on now. I'd rather have Leody out there than Derek Hill. I know that Leody has hit about 200 against lefties this year, which really surprises me considering he hit over 300 last year against lefty starters, but I'd much rather see Leody. I'd much rather have him out there. Derek Hill probably gave up one of the most costly errors today, allowing Jackson Churio to hit an inside the park home run, diving for a baseball that he came up about 2 feet short on. Not good. So for me, Derek Hill, don't want to see him out there over Leody. Don't care if it's a lefty starter. Let Leody hit or go out and get somebody else that can replace Leody. Wenzel, 2 for 4, 2 hits. Nice to see him getting some base knocks. But I will say, Wenzel, top of the 6th inning, one moment in the game, just so huge. Wenzel comes up, top 6, runners on 1st and 2nd, nobody out, and can't advance runners. So Wenzel, regardless of the 2 hits, when it truly mattered most, not coming through, really, really big spot there where we need guys like Wenzel to do the little things right. So regardless of the 2 hits, going to be a little hard on Wenzel today. In the top of the 6th inning, as the 9-hole hitter with runners on 1st and 2nd and nobody out, you have got to advance those runners. I thought that the first pitch in that at-bat, by the way, was top 6, Wenzel up. Fastball on the edge, on the outside edge. I have no idea why you can't push that ball, why you can't get that bunt down. Wenzel got to come through in the top of the 6th with runners on 1st and 2nd and nobody out. An Astros fan has entered the chat. It's all in good fun. Astros are playing great baseball right now. What are they up to? 7 or 8 game win streak? 7 or 8 games? Impressive. The pitching was really pretty solid today, y'all. Evo, I thought, pitched great. Totally got hosed in the at-bat right before the grand slam that Bowers hit. Should have been out of the inning. The Bowers grand slam never should have happened. Evo goes 7. Pretty strong innings. You take away the grand slam, and you take away the Churio inside the Parker on the inexplicable Derek Hill error out there in center field. Evo threw 7 scoreless innings. If you take away the grand slam that never should have happened because of the terrible call in the Adames at bat, which should have been strike 3, Evo goes 7 scoreless today. The inside the Parker to Churio never should have happened either. So I think Evo had a great game today. He really gutted it out, and I thought gave us a great chance to win. He should have got the win today. Robertson Yates pitched very well. Lats comes in a really tough spot, trying to play the lefty-lefty. Maybe you can get on Bochy. Maybe you can get on him for bringing in Lats in a spot that he really didn't need to bring in Lats. But I get why they did it. They wanted the lefty-lefty matchups. You had Bowers coming up. After Bowers comes up, you've then got another lefty in Frelick coming up. I get it. But I would have liked to have seen Jacob Lats' next appearance after he got absolutely shelled on Monday by the Brewers. I would have really liked to have seen it be slightly less high leverage. It wasn't meant to be. So Rangers fall today to the Brewers 6-5 in extra innings in the bottom of the 10th. By the way, what's up to all y'all? What's up, by the way, to all y'all tuning in live? I see I've got some comments. My people watching on YouTube, on TikTok as well. What's up, guys? Thank you for joining in. Appreciate you. If you're not subscribed to the channel yet, haven't followed along, would love if you give us that follow. Keep up every time we go live, every time we release content. Would greatly appreciate it. Okay, so Gio, hear me out, my friend. Hear me out. So Derek Hill, in that moment, here's the situation. There's two outs. It's not like game on the line. It's fifth inning, right? It was fourth inning. Two outs. Evo on the mound. Why are you diving at a ball with two outs in the fourth inning? Now, look, Gio, if that is game on the line, ninth inning, ball's dropping in, and if it does, the Brewers win, absolutely. If Derek Hill just lets that bounce and fields it, we have a runner on first base with two outs and Evo on the bump. That's why I don't like the dive there from Hill. And I guarantee you that the Rangers coaches are telling him that too. Dude, we've got our ace on the mound. There were two outs. Why are you diving? And look, it's not like that was a ball, Gio, where you had backup help behind you. That's another reason I don't like the dive. If that was a ball in the gap, two guys converging, you've got Wyatt Langford and you've got Hill both converging on the ball, that's a different story. Then maybe a dive, don't mind it. Maybe Churio gets to second. But when you know you've got no help behind you and there's two outs and you've got your ace on the mound, you don't dive in that spot. Just my opinion. I mean, I get it. He's trying to be aggressive and make a web gem type play. You just got to know the situation. I would have much rather had a runner on first base with two outs than what happened alternatively, which was Churio rounds the bases. That's why I don't like the dive there. Tavares, look, I don't think Leody probably dives there. I think Leody's actually probably smart enough to not dive in that spot. We've seen Leody not dive on plenty of baseballs that we probably feel like he could have dove for and caught. I'm pretty confident Leody doesn't dive in that moment and probably just fields it cleanly. And then we've got runner on first base with two outs and Evo on the bump. So just my opinion there, Gio. We may have to agree to disagree on that one, my friend. I just hate the dive there with two outs and your best pitcher on the mound. Now, let's go to tomorrow's game, y'all. We got to start flushing, and we've been going long enough here on the live. We came, by the way, for anybody that's joining in a little bit late, we went live for the final innings. It was a heartbreaker. Thought we were going to go to the 11th. Thought Jacob Lats was going to be able to pull off an early Christmas miracle getting us out of that one. It just wasn't meant to be. So tomorrow, the Rangers will be in Baltimore, and we will be facing Corbin Burnes. Oh, goody. Just what the doctor ordered after a three-game losing streak getting swept by the Brewers. Let's go face one of the best pitchers in baseball in Corbin Burnes, who has a sparkling 2.35 ERA. The good news, he's right-handed, which seems to go better for the Rangers sometimes. Just trying to look at the bright side. We have John Gray going. So look, a formidable pitcher on the other side. And I think this needs to be said. The Orioles are not playing good baseball right now. They're not playing good baseball right now. The Orioles are on a five-game losing streak. And I don't know if they play today. Looks like they play the Guardians tonight. I sure would love for the Guardians to win and the Orioles go into tomorrow's game on a six-game losing streak. So it's the battle of the losing streaks, y'all. Who's going to break it? Is it going to be us, the three-game losing streak, or the Orioles, a potential six-game losing streak? That's the only positive about playing the Orioles right now. They are not playing their best baseball at the moment. So Astros swept the Orioles, and it's looking like the Guardians may sweep the Orioles as well. So I think that's the only positive right now. We are kind of playing the Orioles at a good time. We'll see how it goes. Let's look at the career numbers. So John Gray, Corbin Burnes, the two pitchers for tomorrow. Baltimore against Gray. Let's see what we've got. So Mullins, 2-for-7 with the home run. Rutschman, the catcher, is 4-for-6 with the home run. So Rutschman, Mullins, two guys to circle. We've got a couple other guys with home runs. Gunnar Henderson has a home run hitting 2-for-6 off Gray. Mateo, the second baseman, has a home run off Gray. So four guys in the lineup who have taken John Gray deep. I would say by and large, it's a very small sample size, though. Nobody with double-digit at-bats against John Gray in the Orioles lineup. And there are some guys that he shut down. Mountcastle, 0-7. We've got Santander is 0-6. So there's some guys with some not-so-great numbers against Gray. There are not a lot of Rangers, though, that have faced Corbin Burns. Grossman is 0-3. Derek Hill is 0-1. I think he faced Corbin Burns when he was playing with the Nationals a couple years ago. Jankowski, 0-2. Kisner is 2-8. Seager is 2-3 against Burns with a home run. I'm sure we'll see Corey Seager tomorrow after the off day today. I really hope that Corey Seager is good for all four games. We're going to need him. Would have been nice to have him today. I know they're trying to get Seags the routine day off. It sure would have been nice to have Corey Seager's bat today. I think it really could have made a pretty big difference in a one-run ball game. In a one-run game that went into extra innings, you can't tell me Seager might have been able to make an impression on this one. So I know they're going to do the routine maintenance thing with Seager this entire season, but I would really like to have seen Corey Seager in the game today. Would have really liked to have seen it. Wyatt Langford absolutely has been impressive. That's a bright spot. If he can continue to hit well and come around, that would be very ideal for a Rangers lineup that is underperforming right now. So appreciate the comment. Thanks for tuning in, bud. Let's see what else we got here. I think that's it really for the Rangers against Corbin Burns. Let's check out Corbin Burns' last seven games. Last seven. I wish I wouldn't have checked it out. 1.96 ERA for Corbin Burns in his last seven. And in his last three games, Corbin Burns looks like is coming off a game in Houston where he did allow four runs, seven innings pitch, four earned runs against the Astros. But over his last 20 innings, he has given up six earned runs. It's going to be a tough one tomorrow night. There are more advantageous matchups later on in the series. It's going to be a tough one tomorrow night, y'all. But we'll see. The Rangers do have this weird tendency to play up. This would have been a good series to do it against a good Brewers team. We'll see if it ends up happening against a struggling Orioles team that has lost their last five games, potentially their last six if they lose to the Guardians tonight. Let's do an AL West roundup, and then we are going to get out of here. So the scores around the AL West today. So right now we've got the A's playing the Angels in Anaheim. It's 1-0 Oakland right now. We'll see how that one shapes out, top of the sixth. And does not look like there's any other games in progress. We did have the Astros beating the Rockies today. So Astros gain another game on the Rangers. I'm sad to say. The Mariners beat the Rays today, so Mariners gain a game on the Rangers today. And beyond that, doesn't look like there are any other games in action worth talking about. Again, the Orioles will play the Guardians later tonight. That potentially could be, excuse me real quick, got to keep my people on TikTok going live, makes you do like a little verification thing. That could be a huge game if the Orioles are to lose and be on that six-game losing streak going into our series with them. I think that would be very, very helpful. Well, all right, y'all. Around MLB, by the way, don't think there's anything too eye-popping on the homepage. Astros are on a pretty big winning streak right now. Seven games, or is it eight games now? Astros on a seven-game winning streak. Ugh, you hate to see it. 4.5 games back of first place are the Astros. They pull even 40-40 on the year. Rangers 37-43, three games back of the Astros on a three-game losing streak. Not looking good. And the Rangers are not a good road team. 17-24 on the road. I think they've lost like 17 of their past 23 road games or something like that. It's not good. Not good, y'all. I really, really hope Rangers can get back on track this week. I hope to come back at y'all live under better circumstances at some point this weekend. I will be doing a little bit of a different setup this weekend. Most likely got a lot going on this weekend, so we'll see. I'll have my videos out to y'all before the games. We'll have to see about the lives, though. So stand by. I'll definitely have my videos out, though, betting 1 cent on Rangers money line for every follower I have. We took a little bit of a hit in this Brewers series. Let's bounce back in the Orioles series. That's the plan. So, by the way, if you're not following or not subscribed to the channel, not following the account, thank you for doing so. And if you know somebody that loves Rangers baseball, loves baseball in general, would really appreciate you passing this along to them. Let's keep growing this good community we've got going. Great people talking Rangers baseball, talking baseball in general. I would be very, very grateful. Well, all right, y'all. Hope you have a great rest of your Wednesday afternoon. We'll hope for better results in this weekend series with the Orioles. Hope to see you live after one of the Orioles games later on this weekend or perhaps on the replay. And as I always say to end every show, God bless.